Indiana is reporting the first death of a resident due to influenza this year. WFHB correspondent Gabe Donnelly brings us that story.
The first flu death in Indiana came unusually early this year. The Indiana State Department of Health reports that the state's first victim died on November 2nd. ISDH reports that the victim was 65 years old or older. They do not release personal details about flu victims. The death came 5 weeks earlier than the first death of last year's flu season. Indiana Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box says that this death is unusually early for the regular flu season. According to the Centers for Disease Control, flu seasons generally last from October to as late as May in the Northern Hemisphere, but Commissioner Box says the flu virus can strike individuals at any time. CDC data gathered since 1982 shows flu activity usually peaking around February. There is no cure for influenza. Medications can only help ease symptoms. Those commonly include a fever of over 100 degrees, tiredness, aches, pains, and coughing or congestion. The flu is similar to the common cold, but it is more severe. The Indiana State Department of Health suggests that anyone who thinks that they have the flu to stay indoors, rest, and wash their hands regularly. The Department of Health is urging everyone to get their flu shot. Health Commissioner Box says it is especially important for those in a household with a young baby or the elderly. The very young and the very old are the most likely to die from the flu. Last year, the flu season was especially bad nationwide, causing 336 deaths in the state of Indiana alone. Pam Pontones, Deputy Health Commissioner and State Epidemiologist, commented last year on the severity of the flu season and the tracking they do.
That particular strain can cause more severe infection, longer-lasting infection, which then can result in more complications, more hospitalizations. We do track influenza deaths each year in Indiana. All influenza-associated deaths are required to be reported to public health authorities.
Indiana residents can get a flu shot from pharmacies, clinics, and even some grocery stores. For WFHB, I'm Gabe Donnelly.